Don't Ask, Don't Tell fails in the Senate along with amnesty for illegals, the dream of Senator Harry Reid's. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Remember, you have a voice. You can use it on this water cooler highway. That's what we think of America Tonight. So left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, confused or even just flat out angry by what's happening in this country, throw your 2 cents in. I'm even going to give you the digits right from the get-go. 800-259-5791. Once again, 800-259-5791. We're also going to talk about gold jumping to a new high. Significant because at the end of this hour, a conversation with Jeremy Lauder that was sparked by a Wall Street Journal article talking about how much it would cost to educate a kid if you had a baby right now. Think about this. Ballpark figure. What are you thinking? 1 to 18. Well, 0 to 18. You're looking at 200,000 plus. That doesn't even include college if they go to college and you're footing the bill. How do you survive with that? I mean, how do you come up with that kind of dough? And how about retirement? What if you're trying to mix the two in? So an interesting conversation with him because he's a wealth manager. And holidays right around the corner. If you haven't booked flights, you're taking your gang to go see grandma, or you're going on a little mini trip because you thought you saw a good deal, you better book it fast. If you look at the different websites and try to gauge what it's going to cost you, that cost is going up every minute. You can't decide. You know, it's like when you first see a deal. This happens to me all the time. I hate to hesitate. Usually I don't. I just go for it. I'm impulsive. I'll just make the deal. Close the deal. Because every time I wait, forget it. The deal is gone. And I'm eating anything. But when it comes to airlines, hotels, all that sort of stuff, Bob Diener from GetARoom.com is the best. He's the guy who started hotels. Remember Hotels.com? And how big that became? Well, then he sold that and started GetARoom.com. So we're going to get some tips from him, just even on airline travel, like crazy things that you'd be surprised about. You don't think when, like, your flight's canceled, you jump in the long lemming line. Everybody runs, makes the mad dash to try to get re-racked on the flight, get rebooked. And then it's too late by the time you've waited 45 minutes, you get up there, no more seats because the one flight was bumped. It's a mess. You know what that's like. That's happened to me a few times, not recently, and it's infuriating. I mean, it's airline travel, though. You roll the dice. You just don't know what's going to happen when you show up at the airport. That's why you bring a big book, or if you're me, you bring Sports Illustrated, Sporting News. You bring anything that you ever wanted to read but couldn't get to as far as current magazines are concerned. Even Newsweek and Time I'd throw in there, right? Anything. USA Today. It's a bad day if I've gone through 5 magazines at the airport. Then something absolutely is going on. That's my measuring stick. How many magazines do you get through at the airport? All right, right at the top I mentioned Don't Ask, Don't Tell falling in the Senate. A lot of people, I think, surprised by this, thinking or assuming the 60 votes were there, but they were not in the end. You know what the vote was? 56 to 43. That's definitely short of the 60 to proceed to move through with it. And that means Don't Ask, Don't Tell for now stays as is. This is a huge blow to the Obama administration. This is one of the main things that he campaigned on, saying that this was going to change. Here's Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona, you know, ran for president. His take, looking at it from all different angles on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I've never seen such a cynical use of the needs of the men and women in the military and our national security. This is a blatant political ploy in order to try to galvanize the political base of the other side, which is facing a losing election. Whether you agree or disagree with the policy, whether you want to keep it or repeal it, the Senate should not be forced to make this decision now before we have heard from our troops. We need to know the views of the men and women who are serving in the military in uniform. Give them a chance to tell us their views. Let's conduct the survey, let's get it done, and then act on whether to repeal or not repeal.
I think that's good. He says, let's do a survey, and then we can go from there. Let's ask the people who are in the military. What a novel idea. Not just a couple of the retired generals or people, a couple generals that are still actually in uniform somewhere. Let's ask the regular guys. Let's ask the privates. I think that's fair. Why wouldn't you take a survey? They take a survey of the American people who have nothing to do with the military. Why not ask the military? He makes a great point there. So McCain led the Republican filibuster, blamed Harry Reid, you heard that, for this giant standoff, and talked about the language, you know, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Dream Act, which the Dream Act was thrown out at the 11th hour to give a pathway to citizenship for kids of illegal immigrants if the children serve in the military or go to college. A lot of people thinking, look, the guy is neck and neck with his unknown opponent. This is a ploy for votes. And you heard the tail end of what McCain was saying, but part of that, what he also added was, there's no question this is about galvanizing the Hispanic vote and also to energize the gay and lesbian people for their vote in the case of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. You know, here's the key thing. You need a defense authorization bill. You need one badly. So that has to happen. And the bad part about this is all of that gets shoved off to the side. So it's a huge blow to in a couple of different areas. It's like three-pronged. Pushing the bill forward, taking out the element of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and gay rights advocates furious because assuming that this was going to happen. How many times did Obama talk about that? And then the other part of it, the whole dream idea about the pathway to citizenship if you served in the military. So we haven't heard the last of this, and throughout the show we're going to let you hear what some of the other politicians had to say on both sides of this, because it didn't pass. There's no question. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is supposed to get the review on December 1st before the Senate tries again to debate the defense bill. And see, the Pentagon is in the middle of conducting a review on the implementation of repeal, and they're surveying, like McCain was saying, members of the armed forces on the issue. That makes sense, because if it overwhelmingly comes back, you know, look, get rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, then you've got the people in uniform saying that, the people on the ground, whatever the numbers are, saying, forget about it, this doesn't need to be there, or the opposite, which we've had people from the military on who say Don't Ask, Don't Tell protects a lot of people in the field. You might want to throw in on this, and you can do that, the numbers I gave you at the top, or AmericaTonight.net. We've just scratched the surface. Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Before we get to odds and ends, I mentioned that we were going to dive into traveling. Because I think the more information you have, the more, first of all, the more the chances are that you can take a little trip somewhere. You don't have to have a ton of money to go take a trip. I advocate for everyone to go on a vacation. Because with the stress that everybody's feeling, juggling all the jobs, like Rick in Illinois, I think he when he calls us, he's juggling two or three jobs. Half of you that call in are doing the same thing. You have crazy hours and all kinds of things going on in your world. But I still think you can afford to take even a mini vacation, even if it's a long weekend. But the key is knowing how to navigate the system. You know what the number one place is for the, I mean, flat out, for some of the best deals that you could possibly snag? Well, we talked to, coming up to Bob Diener, about where is it that you want to go if you want to get a really sweet deal. And he says, flat out, it's Orlando, and here's why.
You can stay at some of the top hotels in Orlando right now. For example, the Disney Regal Sun Hotel. This is in downtown Disney. For as low as 50, we've got it on the site for $59 a night for a family of four. And it includes all kinds of amenities such as free transportation throughout Disney. For $59 a night, so you can get a big suite at the Sheraton Vistana for under $100 a night. So if you want, thinking about going to Orlando, this is a great time. And even if it's around the holiday time, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas time, where it's more expensive, booking it now. You can get some of these amazing sales and lock it in. There's no downside because most hotels don't have cancellation penalties until either day of arrival or a day before arrival. So booking it now, you can lock in an amazing rate. If for some reason you need to cancel, you can cancel later. But booking it now in places like Orlando, I mean, the hotel rates are just amazing. You can be on the beach right now in South Florida in great hotels like the Dovo or the Marco Polo in Miami Beach for $69 to $99 a night in Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
Some of the top hotels like the Westin Beach Place Hotel, right on the door is about $400 or $500, about $135 a night right now right on the beach. One of the best hotels. The Ramada Hollywood Beach Hotel, $99 a night. So lots of great opportunities all over Florida. Is really the whole state a great bargains. Even on the West Coast, Tampa, you can stay in some great resorts like the Saddlebrook Tennis and Golf Resort for around $100 a night. So such the deals are really amazing in a lot of places. The key is a little bit flexibility on the date that you're checking in and doing it in advance. You can really and take advantage of those special unpublished rates by checking on the internet and then spending 2 minutes and picking up the phone and seeing if you can get an unpublished rate that can be typically 10 to 25% less. I'm seeing them even 50% less in a lot of cases. So all it takes is a little bit extra homework, and you don't have to pay these high rates.
GetAroom.com. Check it out. Take all these tips to the bank because there's no reason to pay full price, right, for anything, Bob.
Don't ever, ever, ever pay the full price. You can always get a deal. And remember, ask for it. Ask for the deal. Ask for these unpublished rates by phone. Ask for the upgrade when you check in. The worst case, they'll say no, but they usually say yes.
All right, we'll have more of that conversation with Bob coming up in our next segment. Topping Owen Evo. Gold, boy, where is this going to end up? Gold continues to amaze, I think, some people as it continues to climb and climb and climb. Gold is still, to me, and I've said this a couple of different times, if I've anticipated this, I think gold goes up to, I thought maybe even 2,000 by the end of the year, 1,500 definitely. I mean, getting to 1,300, not impossible, because we're already seeing that. We're seeing this spike up through 1,290. Wow. And before this week is out, I'll tell you, I think that it wouldn't be unheard of that we would be at the 1,300 mark. In fact, when I checked this afternoon, spot gold was up almost $7. It was up to $1,285.40. Shoo. I mean, I'm telling you. And it came out that way just minutes ahead of the Fed statement. You know, that's what everybody's anticipating. Right in front of the meeting, because most analysts didn't expect quantitative easing as soon as Tuesday with policy wonks. Instead, likely to wait to see whether there's any more deterioration in the economy, because that's what it is. It's the waiting game. And they're playing the waiting game. They're hedging their bets, let's say. So gold continues to go, and I don't think it's run its course yet. Maybe 1,500, maybe two. Two would be pretty amazing by the end of the year, but not impossible. So while gold climbs to this crazy, crazy record high, the average household net worth is dropping. Read a story today, I think it was Reuters or somewhere that I saw it, and you know, that's always the question. Well, what's the average mean? What's the average income? And the household net worth across the board fell to $53.5 trillion. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But not really. It's below the 64.2 it reached at the end of 2007. So do the math. That's 3 years ago. And that's when the recession really officially kicked in. So wealth fell overall $1.5 trillion in the second quarter. These are Federal Reserve numbers that show that there's a big strain on this slow-paced recovery and high employment. You certainly have to tell that to the people who are unemployed, that everything has dropped much more than all these crazy stories that we're hearing about everything bouncing back. And I'm thinking, bouncing back? What's bouncing back? That were a few industries, but overall, would you say things are bouncing back? And I would say, no, they're not bouncing back. So check this out, and maybe it's because of those unemployment numbers and the bleak economy for so many. There was a poll recently done. ABC partners up with Yahoo, and they did this news poll. And the public pretty much is crying, begging, in fact, for some sort of a reality check. So half of Americans say the American dream is still true. You can achieve the American dream. Only a quarter would want their kid to run for Congress. For everything that we're talking about, you can change the world, you can change what's happening on the Hill, all that sort of stuff. There's still so many people that would never have their kid go into politics. I can understand why. And how about this? 52% of Americans say they'd rather have President Obama than his predecessor in charge of economic policy versus 35% who prefer to have former President Bush in charge. And then there was a slew of other things that you could look at. I mean, the economy is the main election issue. There's no question about it. You could divide the number up however you want to divide it up, but it's about the economy, and it's always about the economy. Because it's about the haves and have-nots and feeding your family and how many jobs do you have, and we could go on and on down that path of why does the money matter for a whole bunch of reasons, and the money matters to most people because of their circumstances of paying down debt, of what's happening to the kids, what's going on with the mortgages. And you can tell that because all you have to do is look at banks like Bank of America and how many people they have hired to handle all of the mortgage questions. And guess what they handle the most? People who are playing chicken with the mortgage payments. You know, you get that grace period to the 15th. You're really supposed to pay it on the 1st. And how many people actually end up trying to pay it like the 15th and then try to push that late fee? They wouldn't be hiring thousands of people if there wasn't an overwhelming avalanche of people who are trying to do refis or other things when it comes to mortgages, certainly. All right, another scary day when it comes to shots fired, this time at a school again. It's almost becoming like the weather here on America Tonight. I always say that, you know, there's some bad weather somewhere. Mother Nature is attacking somebody, and we're going to talk about it. So the bomb squad dismantled an unspecified number of devices, because they said there were several of them, at a high school near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, after a student decided to open fire at a school police officer. Whew. They neutralized what looks to be jimmy-rigged bombs. The school was evacuated, and the male student was handcuffed, let's say, and taken away.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Here we are back on America Tonight. Have many of you already made your plans for Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas? I hope you have, because I thought I was okay, and I started to surf around and look for prices going back to New York, and then I looked going to Florida, and I was shocked. I think I could go around the world for what they wanted for a round-trip ticket from Dallas, Texas. Bob Diener is one of our favorite people to have on this show from GetARoom.com, and I think he can teach us a few of the ins and outs, and maybe this won't happen to me and some of you next time. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Well, great. It's great to be on with you tonight, and there are some tricks, and if you know these tricks, you can really save a lot of money. Now, it is busier out there. Hotels are pretty busy in big cities. Airlines, what they've done is they've reduced capacity, so they're keeping the airlines, the airplanes full, and so that's why fares are so high. But the biggest trick I can tell people is book in as far in advance as you can. We're seeing, for example, on the hotel side, we have hundreds of hotels on GetARoom.com that offer a much lower rate if you book 14 days in advance. And if you book 21 days in advance, the rate's even less. Now, this works in big cities. For example, Chicago, Boston, especially New York, because New York is expensive. Much of California, San Francisco, L.A., Anaheim, San Diego, Florida, most of the big markets, if you can book it 14 or even better, 21 days in advance, a lot of the rates are less. What they're doing is they're offering special lower rates if you book it in advance, and as we get closer to check-in, they're raising the rates. So the earlier you book, the better the deal. Now, on the airline side, the big tip with airlines right now is you want to check fares one way. See, most people think that you've got to book the same airline round trip. That's not the case anymore, because airlines are pricing fares one way, and it's often a lot less to book one airline one way and another airline coming back. For example, I just flew, last couple of days, I flew from Miami to Washington, D.C., and I booked U.S. Air one way, American the other way, and the fare ended up being about 50% less than if I booked the same airline round trip. And that's because on some legs they're busy, some legs they're not. Every airline's different. And if you price them separately, you can often get a much lower fare.
Boy, that's a great tip, because I guarantee, Bob, certainly you know it, you're in the business, but I bet a lot of people don't take advantage of it. Most people think round trip, and they get hysterical like I do, and they start to look around at the sites and try to book, and that's it. They try every site they can, including the airline site, but what a great idea just to go one way on, you know, American or Continental or whatever, and then go Delta the way back or however, you know, however it rolls out. But you're right to check the different flights that way. It takes some time, but it's worth it.
And don't forget about the other carriers that most people don't think of. For example, there are a lot of carriers that are not listed on the major websites. And you may go to some of the big online travel agencies and see a bunch of fares, but you often won't see Southwest Airlines. You often won't see Spirit. You often won't see JetBlue. And these carriers can often have lower fares on a lot of markets, especially going into if you're going to New York, going to Southern California, Northern California, Florida, often the Southwest fares can be less. JetBlue services a lot of markets around the country, especially long distance. So you want to check these secondary carriers. Also, you want to take advantage of special phone rates. Now, people think, hey, I'm going to find the lowest and best deal online. That's not the case anymore. There are often much lower rates that you can get by phone. Now, the trick is when you do your research and you're searching for hotel rates, what you want to do is find your lowest rates online. You can go to our site, you can see the lowest rate, and it'll tell you call for lower rate. Well, that's a clue that if you call the number that's listed on the site and say you want the unpublished rate, those are the magical words, the unpublished rate, many hotels, hundreds of them, will give you rates that are typically 10 to 25% less than the rates you see on the Internet if you call these special phone numbers. Now, you can't call the hotel to get it. We've got the numbers on our website. You call the phone number that's listed on our website, and you say, I'd like the unpublished rate at XYZ Hotel, or say you want it at a first-class hotel in New York or Boston or Washington, wherever it is, and that clues the agent to give you a rate that's much lower than what you see online, but they don't let you publish it. So we don't publish those rates. We publish the lowest online rate, and then we tell you to call to get something better. You see, with a little bit extra homework, you can get a better deal.
Yeah, no kidding. How about when you get to the hotel, how do you really get somebody to give you a better room? Does it really work when you say, hey, can you upgrade me to a better room? Do you have any free upgrades? How do you say that? How do you maneuver that?
Well, always keep a couple of chocolate kisses in your pocket, that's number one, and take them out when you find a hotel clerk that's nice and friendly, has a nice smile. And, you know, when you're nice to these people and you check, whenever I check into a hotel, I do two things. First of all, I give them my frequent stay number and always join these frequent stay programs. Most of the major chains, Hilton, Hyatt, Marriott, Holiday Inn, most of the major hotel groups have programs you can join. They don't cost anything. You can do it online or you can call them and get a frequent stay number for the hotel you're going to. And then when you check in, give them that number because that will often get you a free upgrade, can get you a late checkout, can get you free use of the gym, sometimes get you a free breakfast. And even if they don't have, if the hotel is not part of a group offering one of these frequent stay programs, they'll say, listen, can you please upgrade me to a better room? Can you upgrade me to a suite? And then pull out your chocolate kisses. You would be amazed at what just being nice, pulling out those chocolate kisses and asking for an upgrade. They very often will upgrade you just because you asked. You see, if you don't ask, they don't do it for you.
Sure.
But if
sure.
you ask and you're nice about it, they often will upgrade you for free. It doesn't cost anything. So by doing a little extra homework and again, the number one tip I can tell people is book in advance now. This is not the time to wait last minute because it is getting busier as we see the stock market's getting better. The economy's getting, even though it's not flying up, it's still getting better on the travel side.
Right.
More people are traveling, and so it is getting busier. Fares and hotel rates and car rental rates are getting more expensive if you book them close to check-in. So the further in advance you can do it, the better rate you're going to get.
How about what happens, because now with all the holiday time, you know this happens anyway, but when you get the flights that are canceled, like you have bad weather, something happens, you're at the airport, and automatically everybody runs like cattle to get in line to rebook the flight to get up, when's the next one coming. Is there a better way around that?
You know, it's amazing. Everybody runs to that same long line. It's just like going to a grocery store.
Yeah.
People go to the longest line. It's really an amazing thing to watch. The last thing you want to do when your flight gets canceled or delayed is to go to the line that's by the gate, because hundreds of people are going to be in that line. And by the time you get to that ticket agent, there's probably no more seats to rebook you. So what you want to do is you want to pull out your cell phone right away, and you want to call the airline. And you can get accommodated by phone just as well as going to the agent at the gate, and it'll happen much quicker because you don't have to worry about waiting on the line. Now, what I do is I pull up my cell phone, I call the airline, and then I walk outside to the check-in counter at the terminal, because there's often no line there. The lines are all at the gate, and if I get them by phone first, that's great. If not, there's often no line. I can go right up to the ticket counter and have them take care of it there. But the worst thing to do is to get online at the gate, because there's going to be probably hundreds of people there. So pull out your cell phone, call the airline directly. They can accommodate you right away, and you'll often get immediately booked on something else versus having to wait in a long, frustrating line.
Yeah, no kidding. The other thing is, a lot of people who are talking about checking into hotels and flying, and if you're not going to see family, or maybe you are and you just want to stay in a hotel and you want to rent a car, what are some good tips for renting a car? Because that can be tricky.
Absolutely. And, when you're renting a car, the first thing I tell people is book the lowest rate car, which is typically a subcompact. Now, yes, it's a small car, but there's almost no subcompacts that are out there. You know, the car rental companies, they'll put on a subcompact that's kind of the lost leader. And then when you get there, they'll say, well, will you pay $10 or $20 to get upgraded to a midsize? You know why they say that? Because they don't have any subcompacts.
Mm.
There's very few. So I always book the lowest rate, the subcompact rate. And when I get there, I turn down getting, paying for an upgrade. And I almost always get that midsize or get a full-size car for the same rate. And you don't have to pay for it, because there's very few subcompacts that are out there. This is a great trick that car rental companies use to lure you in and then try to upgrade you and charge you more once you're at the counter, or to get you to book something more expensive. But if you book that subcompact, you're in, I'd say most cases, you're going to get a much higher-end car, even though you're paying for a lower-end car.
Yeah. And then the other key trick, and you've told us this a lot, I think right when we first jumped in, you were talking about this, book in advance, but also the non-busy days. If you can go somewhere in the week before you go, like Friday to Sunday or something, obviously, you get a better rate.
Well, that's right. You want to be flexible with the day of the week. If you can be flexible with the day of the week that you're traveling, it can be a really dramatic difference. For example, if you're going to Las Vegas, the rates are so much lower Sunday through Thursday. And by the way, you can stay at a hotel like the Sahara Hotel now.
Mm-hmm.
As low as $25 a night.
Amazing.
The rates are unbelievable. Sunday through Thursday. And there's actually almost all the hotels on the Strip, 3 and 4 star, we've got them on the site under $100 a night, most of them. Midweek, I mean, the rates are just amazing. So going midweek to Las Vegas is going to get you the best rates. In Southern California and the Florida markets, weekdays tend to be much lower priced than the weekend. The same thing if you're going to Washington, D.C. Weekends tend to be lower priced than midweek. So you should check both. If you're a little bit flexible, you can often save a good amount of dollars.
Hmm.
But you know the best bargain right now in the country?
Which one?
Orlando.
Really?
Orlando is an amazing bargain.
Great advice, Bob. Thanks. It was great having you on the show.
All right, great being on. Have a great night out there.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I was blown away when I picked up the Wall Street Journal the other day. I was reading one of their stories, and they mentioned in the story that the cost of raising a child right now, I don't want everyone to faint out there if you've got a pregnant wife at home, $222,000. But guess what? That doesn't include college. That's more do-re-mi. That's just getting them to 18 years old. So we thought it'd be fun to have Jeremy Lauder on from Quad Wealth, because it looks like we're going to need some financial planning if we're planning on having children. Also, just for ourselves, if you're planning on retiring, you know that commercial where they walk around with a big number and everybody laughs about it? Don't laugh. You've got to somehow come up with a roadmap to how you're going to get there, I believe, if you want to be able to retire and breathe easy. Jeremy, thanks for coming on ATM. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. It's great talking with you. I tell you, it's kind of interesting. We might as well just add that to the pile of cash that most people need but don't have. You know what I mean? It's pretty amazing how expensive that number really is, and really how it adds up. But that's, you know, it is what it is. 2 + 2 = 4, and it's part of, you know, what people really have to set aside. You know, when it comes to just raising, you know, a kid to 18 years old, it's not cheap.
So what would you advise somebody? It's like I said, you know, we have lots of listeners whose wives just had children, or they want to have children and they're planning, or they're in the pregnancy stages. So I'm sure that now we've given them the sticker shock. What should they do? The second you know you're going to have a child, what do you need to do to protect their little nest egg to get them to college?
Well, I tell you, it's the same answer as if somebody says, look, I don't think I have enough money to retire. I mean, the key is that you have to have more money. I mean, it sounds obvious, but, you know, whether it comes from a monthly savings, you know, where we just have to cut down on spending and put away more, I think that's part of it. I also think that it's also putting away, you know, that savings into the right areas, you know, that are going to actually productively grow and not be, threatened by massive sways in the market. So I think it kind of has to do with all of the above. I mean, you have to have productive investments. You have to have, you know, enough that you're setting aside, and you just flat have to make enough money to do that. And you just, when it comes down to it, it's most people's spending that's really the problem. I think there's at least most people that I see have enough income. It's their spending that they're not, you know, in control of. And that kind of sounds familiar with our government, too. It's weird how all this kind of ties together.
Okay, so I think you're right. I think that for some reason, a lot of people are adverse to saving. I don't know why that is. So would that be the first thing you would tell somebody? You sit down with somebody, comes into you and says, Jeremy, what do I do? And it's like you just said, well, it's the same thing. You got to have more money. Do you put people on a financial diet, so to speak?
You have to. We have this, it's just common in our society where we want to have, you know, gratification today and not save and wait for it to come tomorrow. I mean, that's the whole reason why we have so much debt. And, you know, there's all these, credit card companies that are making, billions of dollars on interest. It's because of that. So at the end of the day, we have to control our spending. And quite frankly, I'm probably going to ruffle a few feathers out there when I say this, but I don't honestly believe that most people should be paying for their kids' college. I truly believe. I don't care how much money they have or don't have. I truly believe it should be the responsibility of the kid. I really do.
You just ruffled a few feathers, I think. I can hear them flying off across America. Well, meaning, so the kid, you should teach the kid when they're young to earn money?
Here's my logic. You know how it is in life? When if you actually pay for something, you get more out of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you bought your first car yourself and you had to work your tail off and blood, sweat, and tears of saving money in order to buy that first car, you were going to just cherish that thing tenfold over if your parents did.
Yep.
Things that are just given to you, you don't get as much out of. And from a college perspective, I know there's most people out there that are, as a parent, they're saying, you know what, I want to do the right thing in my mind, and that's to pay for my kids' college and let them focus on their schoolwork. But I'll tell you, one way for them to focus a million times more is if they are paying for it. I mean, trust me, if your daughter or son, you know, had to work hard and actually save up enough money, and hopefully they get, their tuition paid for and scholarships and that kind of thing. But if there's any money that they have to pay themselves, I can guarantee you they will show up at on time to class, and they will take notes, and they will flat do as best they can because it's them paying for it, not the parents. That's just my own opinion.
Now, I understand where you're going with that. I kind of agree, depending on the circumstances, because it's like, you know what it's like? It's like getting a free gym membership. I know this from me. Whenever I got a free gym membership with a gorgeous, you know, locker room, great equipment, free trainer, I hardly used it. But when I have to pay for it myself, I use it.
Yeah, it's going along that line. I had a trainer. I still do. But I hired him about a year and a half ago, and he's not cheap. But I'll tell you, I show up every stinking time, and my time during the day is very limited, and it's hard for me to take an hour and a half of time during the day to go work out. But I'll tell you, I'm there every stinking time I'm supposed to be because it's expensive, and I'm paying for it. And guess what? I'm in better shape. I mean, it's weird how that works.
Yeah, no. I agree. I understand your thinking, and I think you're right. If there's a reason why it's more important to you, if you have to earn it, you feel differently about it. Speaking of earning it, so you get some money. Do you tell people to diversify? I mean, just don't leave it sitting in a savings account because you're not really getting much back on the interest.
Well, I mean, I could talk to you for all night about this. I'm not my firm specializes in investments that are not stock market related. So when I hear the term diversification, the typical reason people diversify out there is really to offset their ignorance of what's going to happen. They don't really know what their investments are going to do, so they kind of put it around in different stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And, you know, the hope is some of them will go up. If some of them go down, it kind of offsets that risk. We diversify for a lot of different reasons. So my point is, if somebody's got, you know, money that they control their expenses, number one, and that additional cash flow that they can set aside every month, needs to go in something that's going to be safe first and foremost, but also productive. I mean, it's a difficult thing to accomplish, but those investments are out there where you can actually have principal protection, but also have a productive rate of return. And that's the key. So as that money accumulates, going back to the subject of this, you know, you have to be prepared for raising, you know, a child from age 0 to 18. It's that $200,000 it's going to cost you. You got to be prepared for it. Cut back on expenses and the cash flow that you have and invest it the right way, and things would work out.
So there's better investments, like maybe in companies or, because I agree with you when you talk about the stock market. I understand the highs that people get. Trust me, I've seen it. But it's like gambling to me. You're just standing there with loaded dice over a craps table. You're not really sure where it's going. Is that, you know, unless that, certainly, like, I prefer something with a dividend or whatever. But it is gambling. I mean, you're right. If everything was just in the stock market, I think that's pretty risky.
Well, I mean, you're preaching to the choir. It's funny that you use the gambling analogy, because I have a radio show down here in Dallas and Fort Worth every weekend that I talk about the same thing. In fact, I always compare it to a casino, and it is. I mean, people have this mentality when the stock market's up, they can't leave the table because you don't want to miss out on the gains, right? And if you're down, if the stock market's down, you don't want to leave the craps table, because what if you just got on that hot streak? It's weird how that works, but. Most people out there are, you know, directly invested in multiple things in the market, or their advisors are managing their money in multiple areas of the market. And in my opinion, it's just way too unsafe. The market today is not the same as what it was 20, 30, 40, 50, 80 years ago. I mean, you could pick a good company that was going places, that had a good business plan, you know, that was expanding, was profitable, and was projected to be more profitable down the road. You could buy stock in that company and logically look at it and say, you know what, I'm going to make money. If this company makes money, the better they do, the better I'm going to do. And that's the way it used to be. It's not like that anymore. You can have companies in the market that are incredibly successful, but their stock prices go down, and vice versa. You can have companies that are just doing horrible, but their stock prices are going up. It's just a crapshoot. You literally don't know if you're going to win or lose money in the market until you've already, you know, lost or won. And that's just, in my opinion, not a very good way to invest.
Is that what drove you into this line of work instead of doing, like, the stockbroker thing or all this, the other kind of financial possibilities that you saw out there?
You know, what's interesting, my background, our firm wasn't really meant for other people. It was really meant for me, because I, like most people out there, I found that, number one, the advisor that I was working with wasn't as wealthy as, and I wasn't wealthy at the time by any means, but I had more money than he did. So I kind of found that out after the fact. And it kind of scared me, because, you know, how, in my opinion, how is somebody that is not as financially stable as I am going to teach me how to become wealthy when they're not themselves? And so when I kind of realized that, it scared me. But I find a lot of people out there are in that same boat. And I kind of went on my own little path to figure out, you know, what wealthy Americans do, you know, tax strategies, estate planning strategy, asset, you know, protection strategies, investment strategies that are just, you know, uncommon as far as what most people know, but are very, they're not new strategies. They've been around a long time, so very few people know them. And so over the last, you know, 10 years, 10 or 11 years, actually, I've kind of on my own way figured this stuff out, and it just so happens that people out there really need the same information that I've kind of accumulated and learned myself over the last decade. And that's what we do. So we just tell people what we do, and then, you know, and a lot of people benefit from it.
All right, sounds good to me. Jeremy Lauder, Quad Wealth, thank you so much for your insights and joining us on ATN.